Good morning to everybody, to the team that accompanies us every day, and to Gisela, who supports us from the studio. We're going to give you the information corresponding to today, and we begin by giving our condolences to the family, colleagues, and friends of a patient from the province of Matanzas. A 56-year-old male patient with a confirmed case with a history of high blood pressure, diabetes mellitus, chronic renal failure grade 4, who had been admitted to the Mario Muñoz Moroy Military Hospital in Matanzas province for a few days. Yesterday, we reported him as the critical patient we had. And after a stay in the intensive care unit, he had a group of complications, an acute lung edema, he had to be hemodialyzed twice, and unfortunately, he made a cardiorespiratory arrest from which it was not possible to revive him. I reiterate our condolences to all the patients, family, colleagues, and friends. A total of 669 patients remain admitted to the hospitals in our country. Three are kept under surveillance, 464 are suspected cases, and 202 are confirmed cases. The people who follow us and are keeping track of the figures, please notice that at times figures that reached 1,000 and or 2,000 among admitted patients, suspects, and in surveillance and in primary health care, now these figures are decreasing as the number of cases is also decreasing. Yesterday, 1,880 samples were studied for the diagnosis of this disease. In the molecular biology laboratory of the Pedro Curie Institute of Tropical Medicine, 697. In the laboratory of the Amejeiras Hospital, a great effort was made and 326 samples were processed. In the laboratory in Villa Clara, 293. In the laboratory of Havana, 282. And in Santiago de Cuba, the same number, 282. As a result of the study of these samples, they were positive, 8 tested positive, which represents 0.4% of the 1,880 samples that were processed. In this way, 90,911 samples have been processed in Cuba and 1,916 have been positive. 2.1% of all the samples studied on the island have tested positive for COVID-19. I'd like to make a parenthesis because several people insist on that the eastern provinces have lower number of cases because they may not be studying the number of patients in similar proportion to the numbers that of the provinces that have confirmed more cases. We will bring the analysis of samples processed in each of the territories, and you will realize that this is not the case, because the samples are studied independent of contacts, suspects, epidemiological risks by people who have come from abroad, and it is proportional to that. What we do evaluate is that not one contact is left unstudied, not one suspect, not one case with a serious respiratory disease, not one case that has died from a respiratory disease, even if it is not COVID. We do what is established in the protocols that is uniform throughout Cuba. There are provinces with more risks and other with lesser risks, and there are provinces with more population and others with less. What we can say is that in all of them, we studied a number of these risk groups that we are analyzing. As I said, in Cuba, there are already 1,916 people diagnosed with SARS-CoV-2. Of the 8 cases confirmed yesterday, all of them are Cubans. And this behavior is similar to that of previous days. All of them are contacts of confirmed cases. There are 1,675 for 89.3%. Yesterday, all were confirmed contacts. I reiterate, 1,675, 89.3% are confirmed case contacts. The epidemic in our country, practically 90% of the confirmed cases have been contacts of another that had been previously diagnosed. Yesterday, all of them were able to identify the source of the infection, which means that the accumulated number of 69 cases whose source of infection remains unknown remains 69 cases, that is 3.6%, and that number remains unchanged. With the source of infection abroad, the figure remains unchanged also at 131, which is 7%. Three of yesterday's 8 cases are female, thus accumulating 936. 48.9% of cases in our country are female, and 5 were male yesterday for an accumulated 980, 51.1%. 50% of the positive cases were asymptomatic, 4 of the confirmed cases, and thus 958 cases have accumulated in Cuba, which represents 50% of the confirmed cases in Cuba have been asymptomatic at the time of their diagnosis. No child was diagnosed yesterday, so the total of 194 has been kept with a favorable evolution, of which 166 have already been discharged. The most affected age group of the 8 diagnosed yesterday is that of 40 to 60 years of age, with 6 of the 8 confirmed for a 75%. By provinces, the 8 cases diagnosed yesterday, 5 belong to Havana, from the municipalities of Habana del Este and 10 de Octubre, with 2 each, one from the municipality of Arroyo Naranjo, and 3 cases from the province of Matanzas. Until 12 midnight last night, 198 or 98.01% have a stable clinical course. The number of confirmed cases of admissions is decreasing, taking into account the discharges that have taken place, which we are going to mention. But it must also be said that 98.01% of these cases that are admitted have a stable clinical evolution. Unfortunately, there are 81 deaths, which yesterday's additional fatality, that gives Cuba a lethality of 4.2%. The island remains in the 15th position in the region of the Americas. There are 14 countries that have a higher lethality than Cuba in the region of the Americas, which has an average of 5.94%. And there are 12 countries in the region with a lethality higher than the average of the region, which is 5.94%. We always mention the two foreigners who were evacuated, and yesterday there were 28 discharges. As you can see, we again have this favorable indicator of more discharges than admissions. 8 diagnosed and admitted, and 28 patients discharged. Thus, in Cuba, of the confirmed cases, 1,631, 85%, have recovered and have been discharged and incorporated into their daily activities, although there are some who are undergoing through the necessary quarantine, waiting for the negative PCR at the hospitals where they were admitted. Until yesterday, one critical case was reported and three patients in a serious condition, the same amount in a critical condition and one in serious condition less than yesterday. The world, as we are also very well aware by the national television stations, Telesur, Russia Today, in the world, 185 countries have diagnosed cases of COVID-19. And yesterday we again specified the countries which are not reporting yet confirmed cases of the disease. We had Turkmenistan, North Korea, Micronesia. There you have it on the map. Notice how all over the world there have been practically confirmed cases of COVID. It is actually a major pandemic, and only Turkmenistan, North Korea, and a group of small islands that are plotted on the map there, such as Micronesia, the Marshall Islands, Solomon Islands, Tuvalu, Vanuatu, Tonga, and Samoa. These are the countries that have not reported any case of COVID-19. This is a total of 9 countries representing 4.6% of the world's countries. As you can see, it is a great pandemic in terms of its magnitude, its extent, the number of cases, and the number of deaths. In the world, there are 4,960,975 confirmed cases. Yesterday, almost 100,000 confirmed cases in one day, 99,519. Yesterday, 5,421 people died from this disease worldwide, and 327,904 have already accumulated, giving a lethality rate of 6.61%. Yesterday, 58,317 cases were confirmed in our region, the region of the Americas, for a total of 2,245,245 confirmed cases, which represents 46.26% of the total number of cases reported in the world. Yesterday, 3,761 people died in the region, bringing the total number of deaths to 133,441, with a lethality rate of 5.84%. This is the information we had to provide. And as you can see, our country has some favorable evolution indicators, but that does not detract in the least from the risks that Cuba faces. This is not only to say how the world is, which unfortunately does not have this kind of evolution, but also because of the risks that exist within our country and what is being done. And I reiterate that our national authorities, the government, and the party have not decided to eliminate the restriction measures that we see many people are not complying with, and yet these restrictions remain as they should. Yesterday I was asked why something different is not done with the eastern region that has been showing favorable indicators, a different approach for some provinces like Cienfuegos, and those we saw that have no confirmed cases, have not had confirmed cases over the last 15 days. And the answer is because it is really very dangerous, because the whole country is not in that situation, and we Cubans, despite the restrictions, we move around, and all this entails a very important risk.